Carrie, you've been here nearly a week now. How's the preparations gone?
I'm pretty pleased we've been out here over a week, to be honest, because it's completely different to back home. You know, we've got snow out here, and you know, it's been 34, 35 degree heat, so the warm-up week has been fantastic for us. It's allowed us to acclimatise to the weather, but also get used to the pitches and the surroundings. So yeah, it's gone really well. We're really quite happy with how it's gone.
Yeah, and you had a great win against Zimbabwe. You seem to have been progressing in the three games. You were in a good position against Ireland, collapsed and beat Zimbabwe.
I think, you know, I've been really pleased with how we played all three games. I think the first game against China was always going to be tough because conditions are so different and it's so hard to describe what the heat does to you. So yeah, the game against Zimbabwe, we played really, really well. We batted, bowled and fielded excellently, to be honest. In the Ireland game, yeah, we tried a couple of things that obviously didn't work. But we still did okay. And I think, you know, that showed in the final game against Zimbabwe, the confidence of the girls to go out there and back their skills again. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, you know, it'd been great to get three wins, but we didn't. But we finished with a win, so we're quite happy.
Tell us a little bit about the squad. Seems fairly young squad.
Everybody's young apart from me, probably. We've got kind of five, six young girls we've brought into the team. They had a good domestic season back home, either with the 17s or the senior squad in the ECB County Championships. And they've all offered something a little bit different. So we've got, you know, Abta, who's a leg spinner, Kirsty Gordon, left arm slow bowler, Sarah Bryce, wicketkeeper batter, and Catherine Bryce, a genuine all-rounder. And they all, you know what, they all warrant their place in the squad, which is really, really good. And, you know, they're picked on merit and nothing else, so it's pretty exciting times, I would say.
After all the preparations, the tournament starts in earnest tomorrow. He's played PNG.
Yeah, afternoon game tomorrow against PNG. Not entirely sure what to expect. We played them in a 50-over game a good number of years ago now. I think the game against Zimbabwe showed, and the game against Ireland showed, that T20 cricket, anything can happen, and it happens pretty quickly. So, yeah, we'll be going out there, and hopefully, you know, we'll be back in our skills, and we've got nothing to fear. You know, there's nothing to lose in this tournament. We've got, you know, five games of cricket coming up, and hopefully we can get quite a few wins.
Well, best of luck.
Cheers, thanks much.